We are talking about fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined by Chief Nick Cashy, who is the unit chief of the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras unit. We've been getting up to speed on the early season, how things are looking right now when it comes to fire, and also looking ahead to the summer months and the transition that CAL FIRE makes with staffing. And Chief Cashy, I would also like to ask you, you mentioned a little bit about a new helicopter during the last segment that's entering the unit. Can you tell us a little bit about this piece of equipment? Because I know it's pretty unique and new.
Yeah, absolutely. So prior to getting this new CAL FIRE Hawk, which is a Sikorsky S-70i helicopter, we had our Super Hurry platform, which was a 1969 U.S. military surplus aircraft. The aircraft we refer to as Rotary Wing was able to take the firefighting hand crew along with a water bucket and able to deploy the crew and then provide water dropping missions as well. We've been able to maintain that fleet diligently, really just the workhorse of aviation and the rotary wing world. And as time has gone on and parts have become scarcer to get, the updating of the fleet was approved in a budget change proposal a few years back, thus upgrading us to our new platform. So the CAL FIRE Hawk, the first one in the southern region of CAL FIRE, was delivered to Colombia last November, where we completed our training. It's an entirely new platform, much more state-of-the-art with new technologies as well as capabilities. And so working through that, we have our crews that are trained for not only fire deployment, but also what we refer to as hoist rescue. So the ability to fly rescue missions in support of our local sheriffs or medical aid missions for extractions of, you know, lost hikers or people that are having a medical emergency that are remote, where walking out or driving to them isn't feasible. So the new platform has a larger capacity for water dropping. We went from about roughly a 300-gallon bucket, or at least capacity, to a 750-gallon capacity or capability tank we have now on the Hawk. So we have more water dropping capabilities. They also have the ability with the tank to what we refer to as splitting the load or splitting the drop, is they can release a portion of it and come back. And tactically, it allows us a little more ability to kind of box in a fire without having to do additional refills. So the crew numbers are the same. We have the same firefighting crew that we've had in the past. They just are on a new piece of equipment that has a little bigger of a footprint, but it's really exciting to see its capabilities as we go into the summer.
So is this replacing an existing helicopter in the unit?
Yeah, so our previous 404, the Super Huey, was relocated to our air management unit in Sacramento, and this aircraft is replacing that helicopter.
So you're optimistic that this new helicopter will be able to help you slow fires and a little bit quicker in some areas?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's going to be really a great tool with the enhanced technologies and capabilities. But like anything new, when you've had a platform, you know, since 1981, in theory, there's always an adjustment and a period of learning its capabilities, learning the differences of the aircraft and where it fits into the overall mission. It is going to be a little different than our previous helicopters in regards to size or where it can land, perhaps. But overall, I think it's going to be a great enhancement.
Very interesting. Any other new fire resources coming into the unit this year?
Yes, I mentioned earlier, due to the declining number of crews, inmate crews, we were reallocated or allocated new crews with our Stockton Delta Center California Conservation Corps, and then also with our Baseline Fire Center. So in essence, the Baseline Conservation Camp was depopulated from inmates through the declining numbers last year that was effective in December. The department worked diligently to fill this gap, as our firefighting hand crews, in my opinion, are the backbone of the wildland firefighting piece that we provide. And so with that brainstorming of how to fill this void, the budget change proposal was submitted for converting the former conservation camps to what we refer to as fire centers, where we would have firefighter one employees on the hand crew filling that void. And so Baseline this year is Baseline Fire Center with total of 2 crews on per day, 24 hours a day. The staffing model looks at 16 firefighters, 1 fire apparatus engineer, and 1 fire captain. And we're just really excited about that resource coming into the agency, as it's somewhat the first of its type. The other resource being the California Conservation Corps crews. We have a great relationship with the 3Cs out of Stockton, and it's been nothing but positive. But again, we have another resource that we bring into the unit now that has firefighting capabilities, as well as some of that community work that's done outside of fire season.
I'd like to ask you a little bit, too, about what are some of the most common types of fires that you typically see over the summer months, and how can they be prevented?
A great sense of awareness for all of our community members would be really making sure that they're analyzing what they're doing while they're outdoors and what the potential is from that in regards to starting fires. So equipment-caused fires, typically we see, whether it be using a lawnmower to mow a pasture of dead grass and a rock strike, or perhaps the material from the dead grass gets bound up around the belts of the mower. That's a common cause of fires. Improper debris burning is another cause of fires that we typically see, especially in the early parts of summer. And this year, again, by suspending the burn permits that we typically would see on May 1st, we were able to forego that just because the conditions were so dry and what we felt was too big of a threat for unwanted fire from debris burning. You know, weed eating, things like that, things that one spark from doing the right thing the wrong way, so to speak, contribute largely to the amount of fires we have. Other mechanisms of fire would be, or other causes of fire, rather, would be, chain drags from vehicles or improperly maintained vehicles that end up, losing a portion of that vehicle on the side of the road that causes a spark and starts a fire. So really just being cognizant of personal responsibility to those types of things, I think would really help.
So definitely keep a close eye on your vehicles. When it comes to lawn mowing or weed eating, what's the best advice for people who do need to do those activities?
The recommendation that we have is to try to do it early in the morning, preferably before 10 a.m. Now, conditions can be dry enough or maybe heightened to a sense where even that may not be a good idea. But typically, right after the sun comes up for the next few hours, the humidity typically is higher. There's less of a chance of starting that fire. And then wrapping up before it starts getting hotter, drier in the heat of the day is the best recommendation that we can make. We try to shy away from having people do it in the evenings because it still had all the day heating to dry those fuels out and make it more available to burn. But getting it done early, having a water source with you and a fire tool such as a shovel, just in case there is a start, you're able to suppress it. Those are kind of the main factors I think people can take into account.
We're talking with Nick Cashy, the unit chief of the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras unit on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He oversees the local division of CAL FIRE, talking about the upcoming summer fire season, the heat of the summer fire season, looking back at last year and things that can be done right now locally to try to get ready for this upcoming fire season. That is the focus of this weekend show. Next week, a programming note, we are planning to take a look at development projects in Tuolumne County and get an update. The plan is from Quincy Yaley, who is the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County. She can talk about trends as well as what it's looking like right now when it comes to pulling building permits and that type of thing in Tuolumne County. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment with Chief Cashy is coming up in just a minute.